Okay, welcome back. Let's look at chapter 2 on use of AI in e-commerce. So in the first chapter, what we have tried to do is try to understand what is e-com at a bare minimum, and then what is the trend that we are seeing, which is the large market, and how does e-com play out in India. In addition, we've looked at the elements of AI, which is the machine learning language, the deep learning, the computer vision, and so on and so forth. And then how AI is getting used at a very high level in e-com business in India with some specific examples. So now in this chapter, what we will do is we'll delve deeper into the various areas inside the e-com where AI is getting used. And the first area that we'll pick up is how AI is getting used for customer understanding and acquiring new customers by the e-com companies or businesses. So the agenda would be the introduction, how does customer segmentation work, what is customer profiling, and how do you make customer segmentation and profiling using AI. What are the types of AI technologies that are getting used, and how predictive analytics for customer behavior using AI is done, and then how you use AI for recommendations, or known as recommendation systems, and how AI-powered social media analytics and sentiment analysis plays an important part of customer acquisition, and then we'll summarize the whole discussion. So, to start with, a customer or naturally human beings seek to belong to a group. It gives us great power. No one wants to be out in the spotlight or be the lonely one. While it is suggested that the lonely one is doing everything, but everyone tries to fit into certain groups. Similarly, it's a trait that the business uses to improve the customer relationship by doing customer segmentation. So at a very broad level, one can think of segmentation as making of groups. So the segmentation involves grouping customer, and they must have some shared characteristics. Now, what are these? We'll go through it in going ahead. And by doing this segmentation or making of groups, what happens is you can make strategies to improve the customer experience by personalizing the interactions for that group and thereby to an individual. You can provide insights that improves targeting and relationship building of that group. You can help companies stay competitive by addressing unique segment needs, like for a vegetarian food eater, always give him only veg suggestions so that they order only from the veg section. And how is AI playing a role in this segmentation? Because AI is able to go through vast data sets and it understands customer behavior, the preferences, the emotions, and therefore they try to segment it in a place where the marketeers find it easier to attack them and do effective targeting and make it more attractive. So you get more value for your investment. So by using the AI-powered tools, companies can obviously analyze vast amount of data to identify hidden pattern and trends. Some of these patterns are very open and has been used for a long period of time, but now with the help of AI, we are able to get into the hidden pattern or trends that otherwise would have been difficult for human being to check. You can create a detailed customer profile, basis, demographics, behavior, preferences. You can also predict, using predictive analysis, the future customer behavior so that you are able to anticipate the need and then address that need of the customer. With all this data, what will happen is you can also personalize the market campaigns to resonate with a specific customer segment. And thereby, by effectively using AI, you can enhance the customer understanding, optimize marketing efforts, and drive a sustainable growth. And also, it helps the business move from generic marketing to a personalized customer engagement with a better understanding to serve their customer better. Now, what are the key applications of AI in customer understanding and acquisition that we will go through? The first one is customer segmentation and profiling using AI. Second one is predictive analysis for customer behavior. Then the AI-driven recommendation systems, and how for these customers you do a social media analytic and sentiment analysis. So let's start with customer segmentation. We have briefly touched upon what is customer segmentation, but let us go through it again. So customer segmentation is a process where you divide the business's customer base into various groups which have some common characteristics or shared characteristics. Now, it's a tool that allows business to deliver more personalized experience, strengthen customer relationship, and achieve better overall performance. That is one of the important reasons why you do customer segmentation and profiling. And an example of that is a library group students by reading preferences. So people who walk into library, you kind of break it up or segment it into three parts, whether you're a fiction reader, non-fiction reader, or an academic reader. You can do much more than that, but this is just to give you a view of what is customer segmentation. So how can you use AI in customer segmentation and acquisition? So what does AI do? So AI goes through the large customer base of the organization that you want to do work with. They see some patterns and thereby they create detailed customer profiles or avatar. Now, with that, you are able to do precise segmentation for target marketing and personalized experience. And more importantly, you can automate tasks, predict behavior, and optimize customer journey. It has a real-time capability. It identifies emerging trends and refines campaign based on immediate feedback. It predicts consumer behavior to drive engagement and strengthen relationship. It informs decisions through data-driven insights. Now, obviously, the question then comes is why customer segmentation is important. One of the basic reasons to have a customer segmentation is to understand a customer better with some common characteristic with a group of people. So you are able to understand what makes the customer tick. Why is the customer doing certain things which a group of people are doing and not everyone is doing, and so on and so forth. Now, once you are able to segment the customer in smaller groups, you can do a targeted marketing campaigns. So for example, taking a library example, if a new non-fiction book has come, you will not send it to everyone. What you will do is you will first send it to people who like to read non-fiction, and thereby you increase the engagement. So you know they like to read, they go through it, they read more, so you have open rates more. And because you are touching what they like, the probability of they becoming your customer or buying the book immediately improves dramatically, and thereby you help in conversions. It also means that if I know the segmentation, I know their preferences or the common characteristics, I can also, if required, change my product development or design my product which aligns to their need. And thereby, I improve satisfaction and sales. Again, a very normal example of this is a lot of Indian consumers wanting to travel to the European nations or any outside India where they have a strong preference for vegetarian food and they don't know the local cuisine, what kind of vegetarian food is possible. So now any agency, the tour agency, understands this customer segment, saying these are the people who like veg food even when they are holiday. They kind of ensure that in the product offering they have, they mention and they ensure that there is always a veg cook which is there. It makes veg food when they want, what time they want, and things like that. And therefore, the consumers will definitely go with that company rather than a company which does not promise them this. So as we said, with that example, you can understand, you can personalize customer service by giving it a tailored support, improve the experience and relationship. More importantly, you can also optimize the resources that you have. and thereby you get better return on investment and more efficiency. So by doing customer segmentation, you also understand high value customer for strategic focus and long term growth. One of the segment you say is how much profitable they are for you. You can, by doing customer segmentation, also discover new opportunities which were not there before, and thereby change your product to match that opportunity. Now, how to do customer segmentation, or how to segment the customer? So first is, you must be clear in your objectives, that why are you segmenting. So obviously, whether it is to improve marketing, you want to enhance customer service, or develop new products. And you must have clear goals, like, do I want to target high value customers, or I want to ensure that the customer repeats with me and retains with me a particular type of customer. Second, what we do is, once our goals are clear, we collect all this customer data. Now, in data, you would get demographic data, which includes age, gender, income, education level. You can also get geographic data, that where is the customer location, like city, climate, region from which the customer operates. You get behavioral data, like what are the purchasing patterns, buying frequency, whether they prefer a website or an app interactions. You can also get psychographic data, like lifestyle, values, interest and motivations, basis the content that you provide and how much content they have read and which type of content they read. You can get the psychographic data. And by getting all this information, you have a clear goal, you have the data. So what you do is, you make a segmentation criteria. So you select a criteria based on your goal and data. So let's say I want to segment based by demographics. So I can group customers by age, income, gender. Or I want to segment through geography. So I can segment them by location. Or if I want to group them by psychographic, which is, I focus on their lifestyle, values and interest. So depending on my goal and the data that I have, I can do the segmentation. I can also do behavioral segmentation, and then have a multi-dimensional segmentation also. And with that, we also look at patterns, and these patterns, the AI helps us to get actionable insights. So this is just in a tabular form. So you can have a segmentation model basis demographic, and under which you have can have various segmentation groups. You can get a segmentation model under behavioral segmentation, or a psychographic segmentation, or a geographic segmentation. Then, after creating customer segment, like frequent buyers, seasonal shoppers, you assign meaningful labels like budget conscious shoppers. And then you do the test and refine the segment. So is your definition of a group or segment is meeting your criteria, and they show the same behavior as you would do. So you check the segmentation through A/B testing or target campaigns. You collect all this feedback, and then you refine the segmentation over a period of time. And then you apply the segmentation insights that you have got to a strategy, by personalizing marketing. So tailor messages and promotion for each segment can be sent. You can enhance product development by creating products and services which are aligned to segment needs. Or you can optimize customer services, such as premium care for high value customers. So examples of customer segmentation and e-com could be, an online store categorizes customer into groups like high spenders, bargain hunters and new customers. So for high spenders, they target with exclusive offers or loyalty rewards. For bargain hunters, they provide with personalized discounts. For new customer, they start by introducing special welcome offers and beginner friendly recommendations. So a streaming service example, like a Netflix or Amazon or any other streaming services, they segment their customer based on genre preferences, and thereby suggest relevant shows or movies, or usage time. So sending notification for new content during their peak viewing hours. Another example for customer segmentation for an online clothing store would be demographic segmentation, basis age. So Gen Z, who are 18 to 24 millennials, 25 to 40 Gen X, 41 to 56, or basis gender, which is male, female, or basis income, low income, middle income, high income, or geographic segmentations like urban, suburban, rural. You could also do basis the behavioral segmentation, which is what is the purchase frequency, whether you buy monthly, quarterly, occasionally, what is the spending level, are you budget conscious, mid-range or luxury, do you have brand loyalty, do you buy to same brands or you switch the brands or you're new to it. So all these are behavioral segmentation you can do. Now, customer profiling actually dives deeper than segmentation and offers detailed qualitative insight into individual customers or specific customer types within a segment. For example, it combines behavior and motivation for psychographic segmentation, which is value, lifestyle, and pain points. The purpose of doing customer profiling is to create rich, detailed portraits for personalization. For example, within a young professional segment, a profile might describe 25 to 34 year old urban professional interested in sustainable fashion, detailing their shopping habits, motivation, and preferred brands. So the key differences between segmentation and profiling are: segmentation delivers on broad strategies, while profiling enables a deeper personalization and a customer-centric innovations. Both techniques are complementary to each other, with segmentation identifying target groups and profiling refining strategies for individual engagement. So what are the key benefits of AI-powered customer segmentation? You get an enhanced customer understanding. You get a deeper insight into customer behavior and preferences. You can increase your efficiency with AI in marketing segment. And AI automates the segmentation tasks, quickly processing large data set to identify patterns and correlation. And the advanced insight you get through AI is that it goes beyond traditional demographic factors. It incorporates your purchasing behavior, online interaction, browsing history, sentiment analysis. It covers deeper insight into individual preferences and behavior rather than a broad one. It creates a highly detailed customer profiles using advanced predictive models, and it targets specific group for more effective personalized marketing messages. So what are the steps to use AI for customer segmentation and profiling? You leverage the data for segmentation. So you get all types of data for segmentation collected, which is either demographic, behavioral, transactional, and psychographic. What are your data sources you can get? You can use your CRM software, website analytics, social media platform, third-party providers to get so much data. Basis this data, you develop what is known as customer personas. So you create a fictional representation of target audience segments using demographic, behavioral, and psychographic data. AI then analyzes this customer data and try to identify the common characteristics, preferences, and behaviors within these segments. And then the personas help marketers understand the audience and tailor campaign messaging and product development strategies. You can also do dynamic segmentation and real-time insights, because AI helps you to enable the dynamic segmentation, so the new data comes and you can quickly look at segmenting around it. And unlike traditional static segmentation, dynamic segmentation adjusts based on real-time changes in demographic behavior and transactions. The customer segmentation and profiles provides marketers with real-time insights, enabling them to identify new segment opportunities. And the AI tools quickly adjust to shifts in customer behavior and market trends, and thereby give a timely feedback and relevant messages that boosts engagement and conversions. You can also hyper-personalize and have a contextual marketing. So with the help of AI and the real-time data, you can enable a highly customized experience for individual customers. You can hyper-personalize moves beyond broad segments to address unique customer preferences and needs. So the AI segmentation identifies individual preferences, behavior, and interest at granular level, while the contextual marketing tailors the experience based on factors like time of the day, from which device you're coming, where are you located right now, and your past interactions. So because you're doing a real-time data and you're able to give contextual marketing experience, the AI sometimes reveals a hidden patterns, therefore improving the personalization, saving time, and enhancing the decision-making. So applications of AI in hyper-personalization and contextual marketing are in e-commerce. So the AI can recommend based on browsing and purchase history. So you're looking at a belt, for example, it is able to quickly suggest which belt, type of belt, size, and so on and so forth. And because you're taking a belt, it can also start recommending a trouser and things like that. So how Amazon is using it? It is using it to give an individual product recommendations. It is also personalizing the homepage for that customer. And it is doing a custom email marketing. In the entertainment world, the customized content suggestions is based on streaming services powered by AI personalization, offering playlists, movies tailored to individual preferences, and Netflix is a great example of using it. So you get personalized content recommendation, you get custom thumbnails and viewing time suggestions in Netflix using AI, customer segmentation and profiling. So customer segmentation software process, you can pre-process by cleaning and transforming data, identify a gold standard training set for later use. You can do the modeling, that is, you run the algorithms to identify key variables for segmentation and then scale and apply them on the training set. Evaluation, use the confusion metrics to detect misclassified context and assess model accuracy, and then apply the statistical coefficients for class imbalance if required. You transform it by achieving final segmented output based on gold standard training set. Customer data platforms. Now, what are customer data platforms? It is centralized data repositories where you have consolidated data from CRM, marketing automation, web type analytics. You can also call it data lake or data warehouse depending on where you are in your journey of CDP. Through CDP, you get a unified customer profile because it combines data from various sources to make a comprehensive view of each customer preferences and behavior. And on top of it, you get a real-time customer insight when the customer is following the website or an app, and thereby the AI calculates the next steps and provides actionable insights, and then accordingly respond to customer needs, sometimes even change the entire page which you would have seen by pressing the next button. Lot of this is a result of machine learning. So in machine learning, you start doing predictive analysis. Predictive analysis, the way it works is it analyzes all the historical data and tries to use that as a base to predict future behaviors. Like what is the purchase likelihood or a churn risk for such type of customers. Recommendation engines normally use such type of analytics where they suggest products and services based on customer history and preferences. Customer segmentation identifies distinct customer segments based on demographic and behavior. NLP, natural language processing. So there are various technologies in NLP like chatbots and virtual assistants, sentiment analysis, and language translations. So you improve your e-com site by providing a chatbot or virtual assistant for 24/7 services, which is very good to answer any queries or even provide support. And while you're doing it, you do a sentiment analysis. So what the customer is saying, what kind of feedback he's giving, what kind of reviews he has done, And social media, what he has worked, we can get gauge the sentiment, whether it is positive, negative, neutral, or otherwise. And international sites or international reach, or within the country, you have different language barriers. You can transcend it by using the translation part of it. In the real-time analytics, you can track the events. So what are they doing in various channels? What are they finding? What are they looking? And using those real-time analytics, you personalize the experiences. So you are able to tailor the experiences. And you also optimize the campaigns. So you change your marketing strategies based on performance data or for improved outcomes. You also use predictive analytics with the help of AI. And then it helps the business to anticipate the customer behavior, preferences, and needs. You combine the historical data, machine learning, and real-time analytics to forecast future action. And you provide insights into customer behavior and future action. You enable data-driven decisions for more effective marketing and buying strategies. And you use AI to analyze patterns in customer data like purchasing history, browsing, social media demographics. You also detect trends and correlation that traditional methods miss, improving your decision-making and marketing effectiveness. So steps for predictive analysts using AI. So first step is data collection, data processing, model building, then predicting, and then action that comes out of this prediction answer. So just to take you again, so you gather data from transaction records, customer interaction, social media, browsing history, and then you clean and organize data for accuracy and consistency. Then you take the help of machine learning algorithms to build predictive models and identify patterns in customer behavior. And once you have the models in place, you apply models to new data to forecast behavior like purchase likelihood, churn risk, lifetime value, and so on. And then that will give you actionable items so that you can make marketing strategies, email strategies, reach out strategies, or you can personalize their experience and optimize the operations. So key applications of predictive analytics in e-commerce are customer churn prediction. Using a predictive analytics, you can identify if the customer is at the risk of churning. And if the customer is at the risk of churning, you can implement retention strategies, targeted retention strategies to reduce the customer loss. Process this, product recommendations. You can analyze the purchase history and behavior of the customer to suggest relevant products to that customer. Thereby, you increase the sale and enhance the customer satisfaction. Demand forecasting, you can predict the future product demands to optimize the inventory levels. This way, you can avoid stockouts and overstock and thereby improve the social supply chain efficiency and reduce the overall cost. You can also, with predictive analysis, do proper customer segmentation and have a proper marketing campaign optimization. And what are the techniques for predictive analysis? One is machine learning. So you train models on historical data to identify pattern and make predictions, and use algorithms like regression, decision tree, neural networks to get into predictive analysis. You do what is known as statistical modeling. So you use statistical techniques to analyze data and forecast future trends. You use methods like time series analysis, regression analysis, survival analysis, and so on and so forth. You do data mining, and by doing that, you can discover hidden patterns. And to do that, you utilize techniques like clustering, association rule mining, and anomaly detection. AI-driven recommendation system provides a very personalized suggestion based on user preference and behavior. And these systems obviously analyze vast amounts of data to offer highly relevant recommendations and thereby improve user experience and support the business growth. These systems also process multiple data points such as browsing history, purchase pattern, product ratings, user demographics to come up with recommendations. And machine learning algorithms identify pattern and correlations in data to generate recommendations. The system continuously keeps on learning and adapts itself based on user interaction, becoming more accurate over a period of time. By doing it, it enhances personalization and boosts the customer engagement and satisfaction. And again, by doing so much of work, obviously it leads to an outcome, which is business growth, by providing highly relevant recommendation tailored to individual customers. So how does an AI-powered recommendation system work? They collect the data like we have done in the past. They process the data and analyze the same with machine learning. Now, instead of using a K-means K-cluster there, they use collaborative filtering, content-based filtering, and hybrid method. And they take the real-time personalization, which keeps updated with the data. And the recommendation, therefore, stays relevant and up-to-date. More importantly, in the updates or recommendation engine, they use a very important tool called the user feedback loop. So they take feedback from users with their interactions like likes, dislikes, ratings, and feed them back into the system to improve the recommendation accuracy. And then this system learns and adapts over a period of time on any user feedback. So examples of such recommendation engine with user feedbacks are e-com is like Amazon. So Amazon suggests products based on your browsing and purchase history, and thereby you reorder it. Therefore, it boosts the sales and customer satisfaction. Netflix and Spotify recommend movies, TV shows, and music based on viewing and listening habits, respectively. And thereby, because it is in what you like or what you've seen, it enhances your user experience. Social media platforms like Facebook and Insta suggest friends, groups, and content based on user interest. And in healthcare, the AI recommends personalized treatment plans and health tips based on patients' data, improving outcomes and therefore satisfaction. Now let us look at another segment, which is known as sentiment analysis or social media analytics and leading to sentiment analysis. So what happens is AI-powered social media analytics platform and sentiment analysis, it provides business with insights into the customer's behavior and emotions. It helps the organization make informed decisions, personalize marketing, address concerns in real time, and improve business performance. And it provides granular insight into customer sentiment, enable business to engage effectively and protect their reputation, or engage with the customer at an emotional level as well. What are the techniques used for sentiment analysis and social media monitoring? They use NLP, where they understand the meaning and context of text-based content. They use machine learning, where they analyze large data set for patterns and trends. They do sentiment analysis by classifying text as positive, negative, neutral, and detect specific emotion like happiness, anger, sadness. They do topic modeling by identifying key topics in social media conversation to understand the public interest and concerns. So the key applications for social media analytics and sentiment analysis is one in brand monitoring, where the system tracks the brand mentions and sentiments across platforms, and thereby it identifies crises or opportunities and monitor competitions as well. Customer sentiment analysis, it analyzes feedback to understand customer emotions and identify areas of improvement. Real-time monitoring, it enables timely response to customer feedback and trending topics. So it's able to give you a feedback on the real-time basis. If the customer is not happy at certain area and he says he's not happy, immediately you're triggered and you are able to answer the customer. Social listening, so you using social listening methodology, you understand the customer preferences, needs, his pain point, and it may also help you to discover new segment. crisis management. So in case a crisis happens or customer has got wrong in product, wrong services, not happy, you can quickly address the negative sentiment and mitigate damage for the brand, for the brand reputation, because you will come to know immediately that there's a negative sentiment going on. This is the group of customers who are there. You can immediately reach out to that customer, speak to him, solve it, and change the whole direction of the conversation. You can also do an effective campaign measurement by sending the right messaging, marketing messages, and identify areas for improvements. So to summarize, AI-powered tools enables the business to gain deep insight into customer behavior, their preferences, their emotions, and how do they do it? By analyzing data from platforms like social media. Now, by doing this, the organization can track engagement, they can measure the brand sentiment, they can understand their audience demographics, and this helps them to strategize and plan and lead to a more targeted marketing and personalized experience. AI also helps them to recommend a real-time trend identification so that the business adapts quickly and enhances the customer services. Using predictive analytics tool, the company stay ahead of market changing by anticipating customer needs and trends. And by doing this, they improve the decision-making, the engagement, the loyalty, and ultimately get better business results. And by leveraging these AI tools, business can transform data into actionable insights that enhances customer relationship and overall brand health. With that, we come to the end of this chapter. See you in the next one. Thank you.